Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I have a great show planned for you. We're going to start out the show with our friend Bob Moriarty from 321 Gold. I got to say, Bobby, you're the most popular guest that we have on this site. Don't understand why, but you are. That's a little tongue-in-cheek there. Bob, I sent you and Corey a missive that Dan Norsini, that one of our listeners forwarded to us, a missive written by Dan Norsini, Trainer Dan, basically talking about the cultish nature of gold and silver investors. Dan has some points. I do find it interesting, though. Dan used to be on our show. He wasn't on the show for 6 or 8 months. I called him back, and I said, hey, Dan, I'd like to get you back on. And he very abruptly said, no, don't want to do it anymore. He said, I'm now on King World News, and they told me I couldn't be on any other shows, and so I'm sticking with King World News. Well, given the fact that the gist of this article that Dan wrote had to do with pumpers and dumpers, for lack of better terms, people who are nothing but optimistic all the time, people who are selling products, I thought that his response was rather interesting. I think that Dan... Bob, go ahead. Yeah.
Doesn't that define King World News?
I don't know. They've got a very popular site. Folks go to it. They seem to be very upbeat on gold. They have some great, not seem, they are very upbeat on gold all the time. They seem to have a to the moon philosophy. I know Eric Sprott is on there quite a bit, as is John Embry and some other people. So, you know, they do a good job for what they do. Whether we agree with them or disagree with them really is totally irrelevant here, because this is the land of free speech. Let's get back to the cultish nature, Bob, of gold. I happen to agree with many of the things that the Trader Dan had to say. How about you?
I'm going to disagree with both of you.
Okay.
Why are you going to do that, Bob?
If you want to define gold, you don't want to define it as gold. You want to define it as silver. Okay.
Maybe.
There's lots of people who understand that gold is monetary metal, but if you want to talk about a cult, you got to talk about silver. And the guys who worship silver are total nutcases, and that'll make me real popular on any kind of a gold site, I'm sure. But,
I got to tell you, just to interrupt for a second, I got to tell you, I buy silver, and I mean, I bought silver just as recently as a couple of months ago, as we discussed on this site. And quite frankly, the reason I do it is I happen to like silver. You know, am I a blind follower? No.
Well, I bought silver this morning. Okay, I look at $19 silver. It's been a tremendous opportunity, and I'm quite willing to say so. But at $50 silver, I was saying, okay, this is outrageous, it's crazy, it's stupid, and I called the top. And the silver bugs, who are total nutcases, sorry, I don't want to confuse anybody.
I don't agree, Mr. Irish, I don't agree.
But the silver nutcases, you know, crucified me because I had the audacity to demonize their cult. But silver is an absolute cult, and if you believe that silver should be a cult and you worship silver, you are going to lose all of your money.
Bob, you know, there are people in gold and silver, I think, that can all be kind of construed as these overly positive, in a sense, cultish, where they don't want to hear the other side of the story. But at the same time, a lot of these people bring some pretty good points to the table. Now, they are very jaded, looking at only the positives and only the reasons why gold or silver will go up. Not everybody who buys gold and silver is in these cults, but I think it's almost good for these metals to have these type of diehard people in there, because it's a built-in kind of base to the metal where these people, they're never going to sell. They're always going to be buying.
That's absolute rubbish, okay? The guys who were buying silver at $50 were selling it to me today at $19. And the guys who were buying silver at $50 on January 19th of 1980, which I also called at stop, were selling it to me at $4 in December of 2001 when I said it was at the bottom. Okay? The cults encourage people to buy at tops and sell at bottoms, and they get whacked every single time. Now, I can prove mathematically that we're a bottom. Okay? If you go look at the trading volume of the gold and silver juniors for the last week, there isn't any trading, okay? Because everybody hates it. And when they hate it, you're at the bottom.
Well, I got to tell you a couple of things. Number one, I think there's a little bit of irrational behavior out there. There's no question about that. But the one thing that we stress on this program, contrary to a lot of opinions, is we really stress diversification. Now, you might call me an idiot, but I don't really care about the price of gold and silver, and I own and hold gold and silver. Why do I do that? For a totally different reason. I am not a trader. I think that one of the things that that Mr. Norsini was talking about is, you know, he talks about cult leaders, for lack of better terms. And I got to tell you, there are a lot of people out there who are pumping gold and silver because they're selling their quote-unquote investment advice. Do they really believe that stuff? I really have to wonder sometimes, because I got to tell you, Bobby, over the last 35 years, man, I have read and met them all. And I'll tell you, a lot of those people, yeah, they are kind of charlatans, for lack of better terms. You're going to notice that none of those folks are guests on this particular program. I think if you look at guys like Frank Holmes as an example, I think if you look at some of the other people who are out there, Rick Rule, they are, quite frankly, cold-blooded business people, and they're not even close to following into the gold bug category. You are a cold-blooded business guy. You're not even close. Can you imagine what would happen to your circulation of probably one of the strongest, you know, websites out there dealing with this stuff? Can you imagine what would happen to that circulation if you got totally irrational and said, you know, gold to the moon, silver to the moon? Hell, Bob, your listenership, viewership, etc., would quadruple overnight. But you got some principles, bud.
Well, no, I don't have any principles.
I have to say this. I totally disagree.
I'm trying to make money, and I've got a very effective model for making money. And the effective model is I mock the gold cult. I mock the 60% of the people in the industry who make a living telling people what they want to hear. And we know who these guys are. Remember those two fools who were talking about the gold-plated tungsten bars? Well, according to them, there were 6,300 400-ounce bars that were gold-plated tungsten. And they said that 6 years ago. Now, in 6 years, not a single gold-plated tungsten bar has come up. And I told them at the time, they made it up. They were just trying to get subscribers. They were telling people what they wanted to hear. And everybody thought they were wonderful. And you still hear people talking about gold-plated tungsten bars. But I was an intelligence officer. If there were 6,300 of them out there, one of them would have shown up.
Bob, I think there's a lot of misinformation floating around the gold market, but there is in every market, and I think that's the most important point, is that we all need to do our own due diligence and really figure out who we believe out there, because there will always be these pumpers, and there will always be people that are versatile and able to react to each different situation, whatever the market might be throwing at us. Something that we're going to have to discuss in the next segment, as we need to take a break right now. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Bob Moriarty, 321 Gold, one of the best websites out there when it comes to the resource sector, I got to tell you. I want to talk a little bit, Bob, about what our philosophy is on this show, because I think it's probably pretty close to your philosophy, given the fact that I learned a lot of what I do from you years and years and years ago. I'm a firm believer in diversification, and I think that gold and silver have a part in a diversification plan. I really do. I don't think, by the way, when I talk about diversification, and this is not investment advice, this is simply what we do, and that is, We stay as well, as informed as we possibly can about what's going on in the world, and then we get into areas, one of the following three areas, hard assets, and that includes the resource stocks. We get into the conventional markets, and in the conventional markets, we've done really well over the past 5 or 6 years. And we also get into a lesser extent into real estate, and quite frankly, real estate has not been the greatest for us over the last 5 or 6 years. Prior to that, it was dynamite. Absolute dynamite, but over the last 5 or 6 years, it hasn't really been that good. But, you know, much to the chagrin of many of our listeners, and I get chastised daily on our blog for saying this, I think that anybody who doesn't stay informed on the total picture, and diversify based on that, really probably ought to go out and hire somebody who works along those lines as a registered investment advisor. What do you think, Bob?
I'm going to disagree with you a little bit there. Rick Rule, Frank Holmes, and you believe in diversification. I diversify, but I only diversify within resources. I totally ignored the general stock market, and I always have. I totally ignored real estate, and I always have. My diversification now is energy, food, and water. But somebody said something to me in the late 90s. He said, you should invest in resources, the percentage probability that you give of a total financial collapse. If you think there's a 10% chance of a financial collapse, you should put 10% into hard resources. That's what Frank Holmes advocates. I think it's a very wise investment advice for most people. And when I heard that, I put 100% of my assets into hard resources. We are absolutely unquestioning we are going to have a financial collapse. There is mathematically simply no other choice. And the very highest return is going to be in gold and silver and energy and food and water. That said, my biggest mistake over the last 5 years was not trading. And there's tons of stocks that I recommended that went from 20 cents to a buck and a half. People had a wonderful opportunity to make money. And I should have pushed trading a lot harder than I did. And stocks that were 20 cents in October of 2008 went to a buck and a half or 2 bucks, and they're now a penny and a half. So I've done well, but not nearly as well as I would have done had I traded more. But I don't diversify nearly as much as you do. I don't tell people they should do exactly what I do. I just tell people this is what I'm doing.
Bob, I am a fan of diversification, but I'm also a fan of hard assets and commodities. I invest quite heavily in these sectors just because I think that when it comes down to hard assets, it's way better investing in something that is tangible and that you know people need rather than, say, a piece of technology that could be outdated in a very short period of time. Not to say that technology can't be very profitable, and we've seen that with many companies out there with some recent IPOs that have been through the roof, but personally, I like the kind of foundation that commodities and hard assets gives us. Now, you mentioned you wish that you had traded more, which to me means you wish that you had sold a couple more times at certain higher levels. What have you learned from this, as in what triggers a sell for you now, and have you started selling more, trading more?
Yes. Well, that's a really good question, and this goes to the heart of how to make money. And I learned about this shooting craps at a crap table. There are two kinds of people who go to a crap table. There are people who walk away winners, and there are people who lose. If you do not walk away a winner, you are going to be in the group that loses. If you buy a stock at 20 cents and it goes to a buck and a half, I don't give a damn what the future looks like. Sell it. Okay? And nobody wants to do that because it goes from 20 cents to a buck and a half, and they say, well, gee whiz, if it does that again, it'll go to 10 bucks a share. But if you're an investor and you want to make money, you have to sell at a profit. If you don't sell at a profit, you're going to sell at a loss. And there's tons of stocks that I've written about that went up fivefold or tenfold. People wouldn't sell them. And they come back and say, well, you wrote about this at 20 cents a share. It went to a buck and a half a share. It's penny a half now. And it's your fault. I lost money. And I simply don't buy into that. I will take a profit. And if you don't take a profit, you're going to take a loss.
I think the most important part, too, when you start to sell is actually selling in stages. When you're seeing something go up, there is absolutely nothing wrong with selling a portion, whether it be 10, 20, 30, even 50%, and getting out and even riding the stock for free. Because then if you see it drop back down, you know what? You're not that worried. You're not losing sleep at night. Bob, comments?
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, I got to tell you, I agree 100% on that one. A little canary in the coal mine here, better known as a frog in my throat, but I agree with that 100%. You know, the world is a very, very big place, and, you know, you might lose a little bit of money if you're diversified because you might miss one of those rare spikes in one of the other sectors. You know, I mean, I probably lost a lot of money in the real estate market, opportunity cost for the, you know, simply because Kathy and I were not all in real estate when we probably should have been between, say, 2001 and about 2006. Could have made hundreds of thousands of dollars back in those years, but we weren't. But we're in really good shape today because we are diversified. Now, I have to agree with you on one thing, Bob, and that is I think right now that the best place to be is the resource market. Am I all in it? Absolutely not. I've lost a lot of money in the resource sector. I lost a lot of money from 2011 until probably about 6 months ago. And then starting about 6 months ago, we did really well. And you and I are, and Corey are invested in a lot of the same companies. And I think that we're going to do really well in those companies. What's going to happen to the companies that I bought at, say, $1.25, $1.50, $2 that are trading that now, right now at 25 and 30 cents. Well, you know, you kind of have to chalk it up. I'm not selling them because why should I? But I'm saying you kind of have to chalk it up. What's going to happen to those companies that went from, you know, a premium exploration went from whatever it was, 80 cents down to what are they trading now? Pre-split. They're trading at about a half a penny. Well, you know, you just kind of have to say, whoops, I really made a mistake. Misjudged the management on that one. Having said that, stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you have to admit, disagree with Bob or agree with Bob, and I happen to agree with him in most instances. He really is an interesting man. There's no question about that. Two other very interesting controversial guys that we have on the show on a daily basis are Rick Ackerman and Gary Savage. Gary is a real inflationist. Rick is a real deflationist. You know what? We're going to turn them loose on each other and see if they, one or the other, can convince us which one is right. I'm really not sure. Rick, let's start with you. In the deflation corner, why do you say that?
It goes back quite a ways. C.B. Myers, the late great C.B. Myers, who published a letter called Myers, Finance and Energy, had a book out with a 1977 date. The title was The Coming Deflation. And he laid out a very simple case. He was obviously way ahead of his time. But the lessons from that book have kind of stuck with me. The most important and simplest of them is that deflation comes from debt and from an increase in the real burden of debt. And I see that everywhere right now, notwithstanding the fact that we've got some relatively minor inflation in the grocery bins, the produce section. College tuitions may have hit a wall. But the engines of inflation essentially have been government, healthcare, and education. And I see at the government level, except even to some extent the federal government, we've got enormous pressures feeding back into the loop where the states really can't continue to inflate. They're undergoing deflationary problems now because of mistaken assumptions with respect to the pensions that have been promised their employees. So anyway, I recognize that we see some prices going up, but they're relatively minor compared to the deflationary juggernaut represented by a quadrillion dollar derivatives edifice. That's all essentially leveraged financial instruments behind which there is almost no collateral. And it's the implosion of that very leveraged derivatives edifice that where deflation draws its strength.
Gary, let's hear the inflationary side from you.
Well, I don't know what Rick is looking at to see deflation. I'm seeing inflation everywhere. The stock market is up huge. If we were having deflation, the stock market would be collapsing. The bond market is storing a huge amount of inflation. I understand his debt argument, and when that debt was private and the housing bubble burst and private citizens can't print money, so that was temporarily deflationary as that housing bubble burst and that debt started to implode. But the thing now is that the government has taken that debt off of the bank's balance sheet, basically, and put it on the government balance sheet. And unlike a private citizen, governments can print money. So it doesn't matter how much debt the government piles onto their balance sheet. They can always click another zero on the computer and print however much money they need to pay off that debt. So it absolutely cannot be deflationary unless a government chooses to let it become deflationary. And maybe at some point they will, if inflation becomes hyperinflation, and at that point you have to protect your currency, and so you've got to let deflation take over. But it's a choice. The government, you know, as long as they control the printing press and as long as they are willing to print, then no amount of debt can be deflationary because we can always print however much money it takes to service that debt. It's just your willingness to destroy your currency.
You know, Corey and I have a lot of time for both you guys. You know, you both have become good friends over the years, and we have a lot of respect for your intellect. I find it interesting that you disagree as much as you do on this particular subject. I kind of wonder if there isn't some interpretation involved here that perhaps boils down to you guys agreeing more than you're disagreeing. After what Gary said, Rick, I mean, what do you think about my statement there?
No, I think we disagree diametrically here. Let me address something Gary said. Well, where do you see these signs of inflation? For one, in every newspaper in the world and in every financial headline, we had headlines over the last month that said that the European Central Bank is very worried about deflation, and they don't seem to be able to create much inflation at all other than in financial assets. But at least we're not longer able to create what the central banks would regard as, let's say, constructive inflation. And that means simply inflating home prices and stock prices. Even stock prices have stalled out since the beginning of the year. So, yeah, there's these huge balances sitting on the books of the Fed. But it hasn't been actualized. You know, there hasn't been a resolution to it. And it can only be one way or the other, inflation, hyperinflation or deflation. We're not going to merely inflate simply because of that quadrillion-dollar derivatives bubble. That's too much to inflate away. It's implied that there's a hyperinflation if that comes. And I will concede that at some point in the future there may be a hyperinflationary episode, just a moment. It will happen like a thunderclap, but I think it will follow what's actually happening right now, which is deflation. And it's not only the European Central Bank that's worried about deflation. What we see in the Fed Open Market Committee minutes of the last couple meetings, that they too are worried that they're not really getting the inflation that they want, particularly in housing. So it's true that as much money as it takes to buy up all those bonds, to monetize those bonds, can be ginned up by the Federal Reserve, but that hasn't happened, and it will not necessarily happen. It's a very severe step, and if there's a hyperinflation coming, I see it more in the way of people at some point saying, geez, the dollar really is worthless, we're broke, and they'll start exchanging dollars for just about anything that's tangible. But as far as a statutory mechanism, you know, we're barely holding our own against this deflationary juggernaut. You know, as far as the mechanism to create a hyperinflation, we don't have that. We're nothing like the Weimar Republic of 1921. And I mentioned this in the discussion we had last week. There were statutory mechanisms in place to essentially ship out boxcars full of money to the major employers in Germany. But there's nothing like that that exists now. We really can't inflate. And what we're doing is simply battling the deflationary juggernaut right now. And it's only found its way, inflation has found its way mostly into financial assets. But check out housing, which is where the rubber meets the road.
Okay, I would argue that, first off, central banks are going to complain about deflation because it gives them cover to continue to print money, that there is no deflation. I'm not seeing it anywhere. Nobody else is seeing it anywhere. So that's just a cover to continue their monetary experiment. And they are getting the inflation they want. What they want is asset inflation, and they are getting that, and they are getting it in spades. What they don't want, although they will claim they do, is commodity inflation. As long as they can keep commodity markets contained and continue to get the inflation in the asset markets where they want it, then they're accomplishing their goal. They're creating the so-called wealth effect.
Creating the wealth effect. Well, that's an interesting concept. I have to say, we're going to be right back after we take a quick break here with Rick Ackerman and Gary Savage. Very interesting discussion. You know, who do you guys think is right? I mean, is Rick right on when he talks about a deflationary environment? Or how about Gary with an inflationary environment? We're going to be right back.
Independently owned communications network, GCN.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are continuing this very fascinating discussion, inflation versus deflation, with Gary Savage and Rick Ackerman. Gary, you ended the last segment chatting about the wealth effect that I don't think there's any denying we are seeing here in the U.S. But now, to continue this conversation, I also want to look outside the U.S. borders and consider some other countries, because I think those can also be a good barometer to give us an idea of kind of the path that the U.S. is heading down, whether it be inflationary or deflationary. Rick? Some of your comments on some of the other countries out there that we can use for comparative purposes.
Well, you see, a number of European countries, the so-called pigs, although Ireland is no longer in the thick of it, but Portugal, Italy, Spain, they are literally getting crushed by that. And they've had, let's say, a momentary respite now. Spain's bonds are actually, the price has come way down, and supposedly Spain is being looked at as a land of opportunity since there's so many jobless people there with some talent to contribute. But by and large, I think we've had precious little inflation globally, considering the amount of money that's in play in the financial system. I use the figure $1 quadrillion. It may be higher than that now, but even a conservative estimate from the Bank for International Settlements was up there in the $800 trillion range. So with all that money jangling on around, you wonder, for one, why we need a $1 trillion financial shell game to support a global economy that's probably closer to $65 to $70 trillion. But with all that money out there, what have we got? We've got a moderate rally in stocks that may have died as of the first of the year. Housing inflation has stopped. We're still way down from the peak prices of 2007 for most neighborhoods in the U.S. And that's where the rubber meets the road, you know. So for $1 quadrillion, we've got stock market rallies, and we've got a housing market that is essentially stalled on price.
Well, the first thing I would argue is, in the reason you're getting deflation in the pigs, especially, is because they can't print their own currency. The euro is controlled by the ECB, and they have not really gone down the QE path like the rest of the world has. So that is why they are getting a mild I guess, disinflation, but they can cure that anytime they want by just turning on the printing press. So, you know, I just, exactly. We can have as much debt as, you know, as we have, but it can be, you know, it can be serviced at any point by just printing however much money it needs to, you know, we need to print to service it. So as long as that debt is on the government balance sheet, I just don't see any way that it can become deflationary unless we choose to let it become deflationary. I mean, seriously, at any point, any government can print however much money they want and mail checks to every one of their citizens.
Let me give you the most deflationary event in the world that to me has maybe an 80% probability of happening. And that is we get up one Monday morning and the banks aren't open for some reason. There may have been some crisis in Asia or Europe or wherever, but the banks simply don't open. And I say 80% probability because we all know that that there's a huge shell game going on out there, and whether you think it's going to resolve in an inflation or a deflation, inflationary or deflationary way, the numbers are catastrophic. It has to go one way or the other, and we can't keep muddling along. So you get.
I would point out that we've already seen that. We saw that in 2008 when the financial system collapsed, and what happened? Bernanke turned on the printing press, QE1, stopped it in its tracks. So
no,
you're going to have to get another scenario because that one's already played out, and
he
it didn't work.
He didn't. He blew out half he blew out Lehman and some very big players there, and that can't happen again. You know, he had enough credibility at that point that he could crank things up, and it wasn't really a question of liquefying the system. There was that did happen, but it happened more in words than in reality, and the words were belief, but the belief structure is. It took a heavy blow back then, and it's not going to happen again. But in any case, you get out, you wake up one Monday morning, the banks are closed. And let me tell you that it's going to be pointless lining up outside the banks because the branches don't keep more than $25,000 or $30,000 around. So only the first person in line is going to get his money. So if there's no money in the system and people don't at that point trust the banking system, you can't possibly inflate through the credit card structure, you know, through the digital money. So to me, that's hugely deflationary, and it's also hardly a long shot that we should wake up one morning to some global problem with the banking system. And the final point I want to make about, you know, the government can print as much money as it wants. Well, I did a piece for Barron's years ago that showed that from just after World War II to the time that I was writing this think piece for Barron's, that the amount of money that it took to grow the GDP by a single dollar, it required less than a dollar of debt to correlate to a dollar's worth of growth. At the time I wrote this article, though, it was taking about $2.50 of new borrowing to create that dollar's worth of growth at the margin. That figure has gone off the charts, and it raises the question, yes, the Fed can print as much money as it wants, but we're getting less bang for the buck. It takes more and more money printing is needed to produce even that dollar's worth of growth. And you tell me where that leads.
Well, that one's obvious. The problem with productivity is that we don't have a new industry yet to drive a new productive phase, and that's why it takes all this debt to produce any productivity, and that's just not going to change until we get our next new industry, like the computer and the internet were the drivers of the last secular bull market from 1980 to 2000. We're still waiting for that to happen, and eventually it will come. Mankind always finds a way, and we will get the next new industry at some point, but it's going to take a while. And until that new industry comes online, then we are going to continue to suffer through this. But I think the question continues to be that, yes, we can pile up this debt trying to produce an artificial prosperity. The problem is, can we service the debt? Now, if it's private debt, like I said, individuals can't print money, so no, they cannot service their debt. They have to default. That's what happened in 2008, and that brought down the banking system. But since then, we have moved that debt from private over to public on the government's balance sheet, and governments can print money, so they can service the debt no matter how big it gets.
Guys,
there's no default if a government has the debt.
Guys, I want to jump in here quickly, and I want to tie inflation, deflation back to gold. I received an email personally from one of our avid listeners asking, his take was, can you please ask your experts what would be better for gold, an inflation or a deflationary period? You guys take it away. Rick, you first.
Inflation. I don't doubt that no matter which way we go, inflation or deflation, that gold will hold its purchasing power. I have a little trouble with these pie in the sky ideas that gold's going to hit $5,000 or $50,000 an ounce. But I do think that in any scenario, gold will hold its purchasing power. I think that the nominal price of gold will do best in an inflationary environment rather than deflationary.
Gold does better in an inflationary environment because the money supply is expanding, and that money has to land on something. Right now, it's because human emotion. Stock markets have been going up for 5 years. So right now, the emotions, human emotions are driving that inflation mostly into the stock market because it's just the easier returns are in the stock market. But at some point, that's going to change, and it's going to become the returns will be greater in the commodity markets, and that inflation will start to move over to the commodity markets, and gold will be should be the biggest beneficiary of a currency inflation because the fundamentals for gold are intact, whereas the fundamentals for a lot of the other commodities are a bit impaired because the global economy is still rather slow because we are still waiting for that next new industry.
Okay, I want to wrap this thing up by saying one thing that I think is very important. It pertains to the discussion that Corey and I had with Bob Moriarty about the cultish nature in some people's minds of gold, and that is, you notice that the advice that both Rick, the comments, I guess is a better word than advice, the comments that both Rick and Gary made, neither one of them said, we'll back up the truck, buy nothing but gold, because if you don't, you're absolutely crazy and this is going to happen. I thought we had some very, very, this number one was a very interesting discussion to me, but number two, I think the comments, the way they answered Corey's question showed an awful lot of common sense. Stick around, we're going to be right back after the top of the hour news.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.